Bailey wants her old job back, and Karev is like, no. Plus, Maggie has to work on an old bully of hers, and Owen and Amelia come face to face with Betty, aka Brittany's parents. We're talking about all that and more. It's coming up on the Grey's Anatomy After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
How to get used to, like, okay, are we in? Hi there.
Hey, guys. First and foremost, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day,
everybody. I am your host, Elle Marie, and I have with here my co-host.
Hey, guys. Elena here.
Hey, Chelsea.
And tonight, like I said, we're going to talk about everything that happened this episode. Amelia, Owen and everyone, Karev and Bailey, Maggie and Meredith.
Yeah.
They discussed the DeLuca situation. So we're going to talk about all that, our special segment, and some news tonight. What did you guys think about the episode overall?
I like tonight's episode.
Yeah.
It surprised me a bit, though, because last week we had the heartstrings being pulled again. And this was another feel-good episode, in a sense. So I was like, dang, right when they pulled me back in, thinking we were going to get the old... We didn't, but it was still a good episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, everyone survived their surgeries.
Yes.
That was so surprising to me.
Like, everyone came out clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was sweet. It was, I still want something a little bit more thrilling, but I think we're going to get that next week.
Yeah.
So.
We were talking about it, Chelsea and I. It's like, it's kind of a little bit of a give and take. It's like, one episode is like, oh my gosh, I'm crying my eyes out. And the next one is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is cool. We're coasting.
But we don't want to coast.
No.
We don't want to coast.
I want my emotions to be like all over the place.
And I know next week that's what we're going to get because...
Oh, next week. I can't wait.
I literally just don't know.
Ooh, I can't wait. But let's go ahead and kick it off about tonight. So starting it off with Bailey and Karev, because it kind of opens up with like Karev's picture on the wall. And Joe is like, oh, where'd that come from? You know, kind of proud of him that he, you know, is doing well in his role as interim chief, taking over for Bailey right now. But Bailey isn't really liking it too much. She's feeling a way about it. What'd you guys think about her feelings?
I don't know if I just don't have as much compassion for Bailey as I used to anymore. Mm. But I'm kind of just like, you did this to yourself. Like, kind of get over it, you know?
I think it's typical Bailey. We expect her to feel some type of way now that he's performing. If he was still struggling with being interim chief, she would have not wanted her job back. She would have been like, no, I still need a break. But because he's excelling in the way that he is, she feels like she's missing out. It's almost like that FOMO, like, dang, I used to be the chief. Yeah. I used to be the person they go to. So I think that's the problem more so than it is the job. Because if she were to become chief again, she would be stressed again and she wouldn't have time for her relationship. Yeah. So I think it's Bailey being typical Bailey. She wants to be in a power position. She wants to feel powerful. She wants to feel needed. And she's always wanted to.
And I think too, like, Karev's is a cool chief. Like, breakfast for the interns once a week. Like, they never got
so
that under Bailey.
I'm
like,
so proud of him.
Yeah, that was cool. That was really nice.
Bailey was looking like, like, took a mental note. Like, okay.
Because truthfully, when he was saying that it helps the morale around the place, I was like, yeah, actually.
It does.
And we've never really gotten that. All the chiefs had been
hard dictators. Yeah. Like,
you know?
Mead.
That is true.
And you would think Karev would be that way. Like, because he is, like, so cold and whatever. But, like, maybe Joe's, like, softened it up or whatever. But, he's...
I think he tried to be that way, and it just wasn't working for him.
I think once he got in peds, he softened up. I think that's what kind of softened him up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I like him in this role, too. I really do. I think he's precious.
I do, too. I do, too. And Richard had to call Bailey out and let her know, like... Because she feels like that way, like kind of Karev is getting all the recognition that she should get, you know? And then Weber was like, well, there was a moment where I had a patient and I did everything for that patient. I kept that patient alive and everything. You know, he's here because of me. But one night he took off and Bailey was there for like an emergency surgery. And the family always sends Bailey like a gift of like a basket of pears or something. And she's like, oh, those are your pears? Richard is like, yes, they are. But I said that to show you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to take the back seat and that other person is going to get the recognition and we're all a team.
It's teamwork.
And you got to deal with
Richard's role is so interesting this season because he is almost like the fairy godfather of the hospital at this point, where he is giving Bailey that advice and reminding her, hey, I was in that position and you were the one who did it to me. But on the other hand, Karev admitted that Weber also gave him advice on being interim chief. So he's like, it's not that he's playing both sides, but he's giving advice and wisdom to everyone who comes his way, which is interesting because he used to have his own agenda with things.
Yeah, that is true.
And now he's really like, okay, let me help who I can. It's not about me. I'm just doing this because I love to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's at that age or that point where he has no dog in the fight. Like, it's just like for the betterment of the hospital is like what I'm going to contribute to. And I do like seeing him in that like grandfather, like owl, like wise type man role. I do. He's so cute.
He's cute.
Yeah, like he could be a great grandpa, like that.
Great grandpa,
not like a good grandpa. Like that's what I see, like as Richard. I would love to have Christmas dinner with Richard and
Catherine. Probably Catherine.
Yeah, and we'll have catered Christmas dinner, and I think that's amazing. No, I'm not here for it.
I like Weber. I think I'm with you on that. But yeah. I was like, we can leave Catherine at home.
I'm actually surprised I didn't see her this episode. She just had her surgery, like not even an inch or not a peep of anything.
Maybe it's like she's still resting.
Yeah, we've got enough catty Catherine.
Catherine. I like that. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the lovebirds. Valentine's Day. Let's talk about love.
Well, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys at home for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we're truly appreciative of you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes.
I love watching your comments. I love replying to your comments. So please comment below, thumbs up, 5-star rating.
Yep.
Love it.
And every topic we have tonight, we'd like to see what you guys have to say about it. So let us know what you think about Bailey and her little tantrum she's having right now about her job, and Meredith and DeLuca. So let's talk about them really quickly. It wasn't a lot to talk about with them, but it was still like cute to see that Meredith kind of came to a point with like, okay, I think I am gonna do this with DeLuca, but first let me check with Maggie, because they did have their thing, Maggie and DeLuca. So how do you? So
I need a refresher. Like, how deep was Maggie and DeLuca? It was pretty surface level, right?
It seemed like a little bit of a fling,
right?
So
only because Richard found out. Remember, like they were sleeping together and they were really starting to like each other. But then Maggie realized that Richard was her dad, and then DeLuca realized that Richard was Maggie's dad, but he and Richard had become best buds. So DeLuca was talking to Richard about the girl he was hooking up with.
Oh, yeah.
And it was his daughter.
So it got weird. Right.
So then it was just like, I can't do this.
Okay. Oh, now you're smashing his other daughter. That's very weird.
Wow. Didn't even think about it like that.
He don't care. He's on a mission.
You know, it's like, because you know, they're like, Meredith and Richard are like, you know, father, daughter.
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, they are not smashing.
Making love eventually.
It's not there yet. While we're on the topic, the fans in the chat room, because I was watching y'all comments last week, everyone is so for Meredith and DeLuca. And the writers basically wrote Link off this episode.
Oh, yeah.
He was non-existent. Joe mentioned him one time. Yeah. And what I'm here to say is y'all are going to stop pushing DeLuca and Meredith onto me. I'm not interested in them. I do not want to see them together. I've said my piece.
Whoa. So you are definitely not for it whatsoever.
I mean, I feel like the only reason I'm really not for it is because everyone is pushing. The writers are pushing it on us at this point.
Okay. No, they're not pushing it as hard as they push Maggie and Jackson.
That's
a push.
Yeah, maybe.
But like, DeLuca and Meredith.
Y'all like DeLuca and Meredith. It could grow on me and I could like it. I like how cutesy they were this episode. Mm-hmm. However, let me make that choice.
Okay. I understand, because that is how I feel about Maggie and Jackson, so I understand.
I hear you.
But
this episode was just them.
Yeah.
Link wasn't even in the hospital.
He wasn't even there at all.
Yeah, on vacation. I mean,
we needed time to focus on just the two of them, because now we know, like, it's, like, official.
Yeah, I think she made it clear, like, this is who I'm going with. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm here for it. I thought it was really sweet. Like, I guess it's sister code or girl code to ask, you know. But Maggie really didn't seem to to mind. I mean, it was, I'm here for it. I like it. I think like they're cute. I am curious to see him with her kids. I think that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think it's fun. Yeah. She needs something fun and light. Mm-hmm. And I think he's good for that.
I do love the pantsuit she was wearing.
Oh, yes.
When she told him that they were going to go on a date.
Yeah.
I love that look. We mm-hmm. rarely see her with her hair down mm-hmm. nowadays. So I was here for that. I thought there were cute moments. Mm-hmm. I just don't want it to be Merluka.
Well, get ready. Because that's here. Where we're going. But speaking of Maggie, so... like we said, she kind of didn't really seem to mind.
Yeah.
But really, when Meredith asked her about her and DeLuca, Maggie had just gotten information about an old classmate of hers who was basically like a bully towards her.
Yeah.
And she came in the hospital for her, Maggie, to operate on her. But Maggie was like, she didn't want to. She did not like this woman. She was a bully. What did you guys think about that relationship, that whole situation?
Good old Kiki. I would have felt really uncomfortable. I would have felt really uncomfortable being Maggie and having to do that. I, however, think I probably more so would have wanted to do the surgery and done it successfully just to, like, rub it in her face that I am the best and, like, whatever. Like, I wouldn't have needed that pep talk that she got. Like, I would have been like...
I feel the same way. I would have been like, how these tables turn. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Your life is in my hands.
It was super annoying.
Really?
Having the bully come back and for her to be 43 years old and still living in the med school mentality, like as soon as she came back, she was like magpie. Like it would have been different had she come back and she was a bully, but immediately she was this different person. Mm-hmm. No, she was still the same bully that she was then. And that part was annoying because at what point do you grow up? And then you had the audacity to show up at my work to come ask me for help and you still call me magpie? I don't have time. No. That's not what we're doing.
It was a little bit like mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And then she wanted to have the breakdown about, oh, if there is a hell and I'm dying, that's where I'm going. You're damn right that's where you're going. Like, what does this have to, like, so... granted, I did appreciate that she had that moment. Mm-hmm. I just wish that when she came in, that was it. And we could have watched Maggie work through her feelings regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She didn't have to still be in the bully position.
But like they showed, she didn't have like an emergency contact. So she's kind of alone. So unfortunately, sometimes there are people who are still like that.
Yeah,
like they don't evolve, basically.
Exactly.
And like they get stuck.
I know some people still from college that are still like that mean girl mentality. Mm-hmm. And that's just who they are. And like maybe they're surrounded by people that encourage it or whatever. But like, yeah, it's unfortunate. But you would think like under her circumstances, maybe she'd be a little bit more humbled by it and like kind of drop the ego. But no, Kiki was not about that.
Mm-mm. I'm happy that it was a successful surgery and that Meredith assisted with it. And that they came to some kind of solution. I just really want, like, I think what annoyed me the most is that Maggie was still affected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah,
she was, very much holding on to it. And, like, that was the annoying part for me was, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, look at who you are now. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to be concerned about this woman.
Yeah, because I definitely would have corrected her if I was Maggie. Like, it's not Magpie anymore.
Right.
It's Maggie Pierce, head of cardio, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, get her checked. You know what I mean? Because it's like you're not this young girl, shy girl that was in med school at the time. You are a wonderful woman now. Stand up and be that woman, you know? So I agree with that. We just want her to
see herself as we see her. Like, she is amazingly talented. She's super smart. She's beautiful. We want that Maggie.
And I think that's why I'm not that, like, comfortable with the Maggie and Jackson relationship. Mm. Because I feel like she's just so submissive in that. Like, she's not very, like, strong in who she is. And maybe if she was a little bit more confident in that, I'd be more comfortable.
Like,
I would, I think that's what it is.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. Huh.
It is.
We'll just have to see.
Yeah.
If she develops into this. Voila.
I hope so. Yeah, like a strong woman. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like she has everything on paper, but she doesn't, like, project it, you know?
And then it's like, with her and Jackson, it seems like right after the whole situation with Catherine, And it's like they don't really need to lean on each other anymore. Yeah. Like their chemistry in this episode was like when Jackson came to her and he was talking to her and she was like kind of out of it. And then she told him what was going on. And then he's like, oh, okay, whatever, whatever. And he kind of was like around her chair. I thought he was going to, you know, rub her shoulders, yeah, a hug or something. It was just like, ugh, shake the chair and walk off. You know what I mean? Like that's not I love you chemistry.
Yeah,
but I'm with you. But he did say great expressing.
Yeah.
Because she's always had a hard time expressing herself.
Yeah.
So this could, I enjoyed that part because finally it wasn't, woe me, show me attention, yeah, I'm sad. It was, this is what I'm dealing with, I need to figure it out. And he allowed her to be there,
yeah,
without trying to overcompensate. Now, usually we would get annoyed because then she's like whiny about it.
True. Yeah.
And she wasn't. Yeah. She let it out and she moved on.
True.
She
didn't I can say, appreciate that.
He's not appreciating, you know, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
The chemistry was still on, but I can appreciate that. Now we get Amelia and Owen get a shock.
Oh, God.
We finally meet Brittany's parents.
I was ready to fight them.
I was like, just go ahead. Because I saw your face. Just go.
I was ready to fight them. I liked the mom until she switched up. But I was ready to fight.
Yeah, same. Because the mom is like kind of expressing to Amelia like she felt guilt, you know, like as if she was a bad mom and felt like maybe Amelia was judging her and all these other things because how can your daughter go missing for, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
You know, and you haven't found her, you not know about your grandchild and things like that. And so Amelia felt sorry for her and she opened up about her past addictions to let her know, like, look at me, I'm a doctor. You know what I mean? So I was this great student and this great kid, but I became an addict as well and I did all those things that Betty is doing. Interchange between Betty and Brittany, just go with it. So, you know, she opened up and then later on the mom tells the husband and they just throw it in Amelia's face.
I knew as soon as she said, like, I cringed because I knew it was going to come back to like manipulate the situation. Yeah. And I really wish she hadn't said anything. Like, I understand why she said something to like comfort her.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't like, I don't know. Like, I felt like the parents didn't do enough. Like, I wanted more of an explanation on how they let their daughter be missing for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, like, and how you didn't know where school she was in and all this stuff. Like, I just, it was confusing to me. Like, yeah, how, like, I get it, kind of, but, like, there needed
where
to be
where was
more.
The search party?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A year and a half?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I didn't like how they got off kind of, like, scotch-free. And then had the audacity to say that they're taking Leo for the night. Like, what? Like, no.
It was interesting because when the mom came in, she came in with a, wait, who are you? How'd you meet? Mm-hmm. And so that was what I expected at least. So it was also, it was interesting to know that she didn't keep that same energy.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a year and a half and you watched your daughter change. You watch her become a drug addict. Outside of you searching for her and making sure she's alive, you do go a little deeper. Especially if she's in a school system, especially if there was a social worker involved or someone for the government. I'm in agreement with you. There was some confusion there. But when it comes to Amelia and the mom, I do love that Amelia expressed that she was a drug addict. It was a bad decision, maybe. But I love that Amelia has stuck with being an advocate for those who are addicted. Mm-hmm. So that's where she was coming from when she said it. And obviously, we could all understand why she did it. Mm-hmm. But it was also to help the mother who was getting ready to beat herself up for not having her daughter for a year.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're another person who doesn't see it how we see it. And because I am an addict, I can give you this perspective. Mm-hmm. So for the mom to use that moment against Amelia, that's what was trifling because literally I only told you that so that you can have a new perspective when it comes to you and your daughter.
Yeah, to have some comfort.
You wouldn't feel like a bad mom.
And I totally agree with that. I just like, I knew as soon as she said it, that's where they were going to go with it, you know, because it was like, and the way she said it too, she was like, I'm a drug addict. She didn't say I was a former drug addict, like, or I've been clean for so many years. She said, I'm a drug addict and I know how, like, so like I knew as soon as she said it, it was going to be twisted into something else.
Yeah.
That upset me.
I think Amelia's been very mature with the parents coming.
Oh, yeah.
The way that she's handled tonight's episode and the things that are transpiring, I think that she's handling it very well.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Much better than Owen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, Owen has a little bit more invested because he was trying to adopt Leo by himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's where there's the disconnect a little bit of why Owen is so taken aback by everything that's going on with the parents showing up and then him, the parents wanting to go see Leo, holding him, and you know what I mean? Just being in awe of the baby, and Owen can't take it. He has to like walk out of the room. And then not only that, there's a patient that he has, a young kid, 16, 17, that's shot at a parade. And you can see like he has that feeling of like this dad may lose his son. And like Owen is kind of going through that same thing. Like I may lose him. And he's really feeling that and going through it. How did you guys feel about Owen's whole situation this episode?
I mean, I feel for him. Like, I totally understand where he's coming from. And I think the difference between him caring so much about Leo than Amelia is Amelia was more so aligned with Betty and, you know, Owen was with Leo. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, his love and, like, his attention, like, we didn't really see Amelia, like, you know, get close to Leo and have moments with Leo and stuff like that. So, of course, he's going to have more of a reaction to it. And, I mean, he's already a very reactive person as is. So, it broke my heart. Like, it made me sad. Mm-hmm. And I loved what he stood up to the parents. It was like, over my dead body, like, you're not taking my kid. True. And I was like, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Because like I was saying last week, when it comes to the courts, it may be hard, and they may, because sometimes they don't take everything into consideration. They just may look like, well, they're the biological grandparent.
Yeah.
You know, they can have him temporarily, blah, blah, blah. Like, it may go to them first, but like, Owen was saying, well, I am the legal guardian in this moment, though, so you will have to fight me for him, and you guys don't know him. He doesn't know you. This is a child, you know, a baby, and they are not comfortable around people they're not familiar with. Like, you look at it like, oh, it's your family, you're my grandchild, but that baby's like, I don't know
you. The baby doesn't know you. So my heart also broke for Owen. I really felt for him in this episode on multiple occasions, but when it comes to Leo, I love that he stood up to the parents. I also just don't understand how, as the grandparents, you have not seen this child. You did not know about this child. Why do you think you can just pick up the child and spend a night with the child? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me. And Amelia was right in calling Owen out about wanting what's best for Leo, but they also needed to own up to what's best for him. It's not in the child's best interest to stay a night with complete strangers.
Yeah.
The baby does not know you. You do not know the baby. It's going to be hard for you to put the baby to sleep. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like had the parents been a little more calm about the situation and really tried to talk through it, or even said, hey, we're interested in staying around or something, I think something would have been worked out.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was like, oh, they're going to put a crib in the hotel and this and this and that, you got to slow down.
Because I mean, and there were like no questions asked. Like, been taking care of him? So what is his schedule? Yeah. What is he like? You know what I mean? Like, there were no questions.
The parents didn't really seem appreciative of them taking care of Leo and Betty. Like, they took in your child, took care of her, took her to school, like, tried to get her clean, like, did all these things, and then took care of Leo, like, all this stuff. And not once did they say thank you or, oh my God, like, nothing. Like,
because so they could have been out on the street without their help.
Yeah.
A baby on the street? Like, come on.
Brittany Betty could have ran into anyone else. She could have made home with anyone else besides Amelia and Owen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, her life could have been completely different.
Yeah.
Thankfully, like, the baby's healthy and she was off drugs long enough while she was pregnant.
Being raised by two surgeons, like,
wow.
Give me a break. Mm-hmm. Like, dream situation.
While we're talking about the father-son aspect with Owen and Leo, I want to bring up, so Colin and his dad, Seamus. So when Colin was about to die, Seamus started mentioning how they were talking about school shootings and they were going into that, and I just thought on the writer's part it was perfect because today's Valentine's Day and Valentine's is the anniversary of the Parkland shooting. So for this episode to air tonight with those lines and Seamus and Colin, even though it wasn't the exact incident, which I feel would have been a little too sensitive, I love that they did speak about it, that Owen and Avery talked about not wanting their kids to go to school, churches, anywhere almost, like basic malls, nowhere. So I just love that they were still, the writers were spreading advocacy about what's actually happening in our world.
Yeah,
I almost
forgot about that. I'm glad you mentioned it, because I also wrote down how Seamus was saying that there was a shooting in their area, like a school shooting.
Yeah.
They changed the law, the gun laws, and he was like, it never happened again.
Yeah.
You know, like the writers were like trying to put in their perspective of how they feel about gun laws. Like, if we do take make some changes, mm-hmm. maybe these shootings will happen less often.
And I love that about Grey's because they always make some type of political or social statement mm-hmm. throughout the show. And I think even kind of next week, looking forward with the whole like drug overdose, like yeah. that's something that's going on in our society. Mm-hmm. And like, I love that they bring light to it in a like in the format in which they do.
So. Yeah. I also want to know what you guys think at home. So please comment about the topic. Mm-hmm. Like, do you yeah. feel like it was done in a tasteful manner? Could they have gone more in depth about it? Let us know what you think about the timing of everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All about
Hit
it.
Hit us up. We'll read that and shout you guys out next week. I want to talk about Teddy Ooh. And her life.
It's growing on me, guys. It's growing on me.
Her graphic. I'm like, I guess I'll take it.
It's growing on me.
They're so cute.
But she ends up having a patient who basically is her, kind of. Basically. You know what I mean? Yeah. She has a situation. So the patient, Lucille, she comes in and there's these two men right by her side being so attentive to her. And everyone's like, okay, sir, whoever you are to her, you know what I mean? And then here comes Karasik just like calling one of them the husband mm-hmm. and it was like he was wrong, the other one was the husband and one was the best friend. So it basically was like Amelia's situation kind of. Now she's getting into Karasik, so that'll be like her love.
Yeah.
And then she's still gonna be super close to Owen. She's close to him and now they're gonna have a baby together. Yeah. So it was kind of like a mirror image of like what her life
except like. Teddy and Owen had sex and are pregnant with child.
Oh yeah.
And
Lucille and what was his name?
Lucille and Julian yeah. stuck to being friends. True. That's where you went wrong, Teddy.
True. Yeah. But I thought it was a really cute way to kind of like, you know, break through to her. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I can't have him as my good friend. Yeah. I can't have him as my best friend and be happy with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that couple or that trouble, whatever they're calling it, they were really cute. Like mm-hmm. the men were really cute, and it did get funny. Like the I think it was Julian was saying, like, remember you're dizzy and you had this and da, da, da. And the husband was like, you never said that to me. Like, I didn't know yeah. about that. Like, wait, what do you mean? It was just like, oh, like, that's yeah. sweet. But like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I liked it, and I really liked how they did it, and I'm happy she has came to the revelation that yes. Karasik is the choice. Mm-hmm. The right road to go down, and I think they're yeah. cute together.
At first, I was surprised with Teddy, but maybe because she has slept with Owen. Because at first, she was like, oh, her, Lucille and Julian have to be, like, friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Like, she just didn't believe that they were, like, only friends. Yeah. And I was like, well, you and Owen kind of used to be that way, but then... I remember she's not pregnant by him, so yeah. that's probably why.
They also always wanted to be together, though, when they were friends.
That is true.
Yeah. And they didn't know how to explain it. So they never come to terms with just being friends, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
Someone was always secretly in love or whatever the case may be.
True.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's a good point.
I think, though, you know what? I'm going to save it for predictions.
Okay.
I think it might be a prediction, so I'm going to stay in my lane.
Okay, well, we're going to, let me see, anything? Because sometimes the little things I might miss or forget. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Because I'm going to go into our special segment in a minute.
I think I'm good.
Outside of the fact that Link wasn't present in this episode.
I don't care about Link. So, moving right along, we will get into our special segment, Who Served the Cure?
Yes, so, for the cure.
Yes. For those of you who may have forgotten, this segment is just about our favorite either moments or quotes of the show, of this episode. So, who wants to start?
You want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
My cure was between Meredith and Maggie.
Oh, my God. Do you have my cure?
I don't know.
Go.
So... Okay, technically, Meredith is just a cure, mm-hmm. only because of how much she's grown as a sister and uh-huh. in relationship-wise.
Yeah.
The fact that she wanted to run her and DeLuca by Maggie was big steps for Meredith.
Yeah.
From not knowing how to be a sister to being a sister.
Yeah.
And then being, like, just the moments that they shared of letting her know that she has her back, stepping mm-hmm. up to assist in a surgery, that really warmed my heart, and I was very proud of Meredith.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think she... If I had a heartbreak, she cured me.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking off of that. I liked when Meredith was in that room with her and, like, kind of talking with Maggie through Kiki's heart or whatever, mm-hmm. and, you know, helped her with the idea. And then she was like, you know, you have a sister now, so if that bully gives you any trouble, I got your back. Like, yeah. I thought that was really cute that and really sweet. Cute. And then Maggie kind of turned that around later on in the episode when mm-hmm. talking about DeLuca, like, I got your back. Yeah. So that, yeah. That was
they've
that
grown. Was yeah.
They really
that
have.
Was a sweet moment.
They I'm really have. Like,
oh, they've grown.
They really have.
Well, my cure moment is going back to Lucille and her little triangle situation, but with her husband when he kind of talked to Teddy yeah. and he explained like the situation and he was like, "It's certain ways that Lucille is with." Him, I forget his name, with the husband that he's not with Julian, mm-hmm. meaning like she's possessive, she is a little bit jealous, and she really kind of cares more, so he does see that. And then that some certain ways that Julian is with his girlfriends that he isn't with Lucille. Mm-hmm. And he was like, basically, they realized they wanted their love to be easy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so that's why they stayed friends. Like, yeah. we like this, it's easy, I don't want to lose you, basically.
Yeah.
And I know if we complicate this, we add sex, we add the heavy feelings,
yeah.
it's probably done.
Yeah.
So I like that he was like, they chose to make their love easy and stay friends.
I agree.
That was my cue.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was cute.
I don't know if I could be in a friendship relationship like that.
But yeah. I don't think so
either.
If
it works for you, good for you.
Thought I could, and then I messed it up. And it was no longer easy. All right? Okay. No longer easy. All right, so our next segment is our Grey's Anatomy memes.
I'm so ready for these memes. I've been loving all memes today, period, yeah. just because of Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So yes. they've been pretty great.
Nice
and first
sweet.
One.
Ooh.
All right.
So our first one is my fave, Derek Shepherd. McDreamy.
Mm-hmm. McDreamy.
Or not. There we go. Yay. There's Derek. It's a beautiful day for you to be mine.
He's so corny. I miss him so much.
Oh, gosh. I miss Derek. So handsome.
It's a beautiful right. day. It's so perfect.
Next one, we'll go to George O'Malley.
Look y'all, this one, though, I jump in front of a bus for you.
Hand that to me.
Epic.
Dad. Yeah.
I have no words
epic.
For that one.
Just because literally when I saw it, I was like, oh.
I felt it.
His was my least favorite death. Like, it was the worst.
Oh, what?
Like, they didn't know it was him the whole time. Like, but I knew.
Yeah,
me.
But... Oh,
we kind
of. It was like I will never forget that moment when like he wrote in Meredith's hand 007 because that's what they used to call him. I was like, like, I mean, even though I knew like they didn't know. And so when that was the way for him to tell them, I just was like, oh.
Like, I feel like if they knew there would have been more urgency and like whatever. Like,
I think he was done, though.
No, I was saying, but like, it bothered me. I think like, that bothered me.
And then our next one is Denny. And he make my heart stop. Aww. Oh.
These things are spot on, okay? Like, they just bring right? so many memories back.
Like, shout out to whoever made these.
So many memories.
Like, poor Denny,
because I'm thinking about Izzy and, oh, gosh.
Man. She was trying to do the right thing.
Well, like, screenshot these memes yes, and yes. send it to your someone special. Or not.
No, I think they're cute. Yeah, go ahead and send them. All right, let's go ahead and get into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys, so we kind of talked about this a little bit last week. Possibly a character coming in being Derek's sister, so Amelia's sister. Mm-hmm. They have casted a woman named Michelle Forbes, but they haven't listed any details as to who she could be playing. So, I don't know. She kind of looks like she could be a Shepherd.
Yeah, the dark hair.
Yeah. But there's also speculation that she could be playing Joe Wilson's mom, Estranged Mother. So, we don't know. But I think both of those storylines are very interesting.
I want to know more about Joe. I mean, we know a lot now. They've, really developed her character. But I think it'd be interesting to see her family background.
Yeah. I definitely want to know more about Joe, but not in the sense of her having an estranged mom.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe's already gone through so
we
much.
We went through the past.
Yeah, we went through the drama of the ex and, you know, her sleeping in her car and et cetera. I don't want that to be, because she's in such a good place.
Yeah. You know, to keep moving forward.
In a sense. Yeah. But maybe that's exactly why she needs the mom.
Maybe.
So maybe. Maybe they can mend the relationship and it gets better. I don't know.
I mean, Karev did it, so why can't she?
Yeah.
True.
Right? And that was kind of just going back to earlier. That was a cute moment when Joe was taking the picture of him by his picture. I'm going to send it to your mom. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe it'll be like she'll come back and they'll mend their relationship. Let's hope that it's like on a positive note.
Yeah, not something bad. Yeah.
And then I just want to add something real quick. I didn't have like a photo for it or anything, but a few days ago I watched this movie called, I think it was Indivisible, with Sarah Drew. And I forget his name, but the paramedic that she married, they were in a movie together and they were like a religious couple. So the paramedic played like a chaplain in the army. They were like very, it just seemed like to me, it seemed like a continuation of like where they are now. Like, and it had actually of several like Grey's Anatomy cast members in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time. Really? I watched a movie with Derek and Owen in it. And I kept calling them Derek and Owen in this whole new movie.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Like, it was Sarah Drew, the paramedic. Ben was in it. Warren. Forget his real name as well. But, like, he was in it, too. The man who kind of, like, shot up the hospital that one time. I think it was, like, season 6, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
He was in it. So, I was like, this is, like, a Grey's Anatomy movie. But, like, if you guys are fans of Sarah Drew, go ahead and, like, check out that movie. It was really cute.
A lot of you guys out there.
Yeah, right? So, it was really cute. Last but not least, we have a really, really cute clip of our favorite couple. It's Melinda's favorite couple, too. It's Ellen Pompeo and so Andrew DeLuca. Cute. I really need to get people's real names together. But look at this.
Okay, just happy dancing.
This is a cute video. They look like they're having a great time.
Look at that.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
On Ellen Pompeo's Instagram, just like having a good time dancing to Ariana Grande. So
She's the cutest.
She's really cute. Yeah. I love her dance moves. She has like a cute like mom dance vibe going, but it's like a cool mom thing, you know?
So I like it.
I'm here for her.
Like, DeLuca's just like in awe.
Yeah, he doesn't
her,
know
just
what
watching
to
her,
do.
Yeah.
Just like, do your thing, girl. Cute.
First of all, he didn't even work this episode. He just stalked her around the hospital,
stood around.
Staring around. And y'all think
true.
That's not creepy?
No, it's sweet. It's romantic.
It is romantic. She lost herself in him at one point.
In
it
was his just eyes. Like,
she lost herself in the possibility of getting laid. Let's be clear.
And him.
He does have a great body, so I'm not even
hating on that. Listen, every man doesn't make you get lost in him just because you think, ooh, listen, honey. Ooh. Right? I'm just... All right, before we get out of here, let's get into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I already know that everyone in the chat is going to drag me for my prediction.
Oh, let's hear
let's
it.
Let's go. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you tee it up so well.
Right. Okay. So here's why. Because remember, I was a Teddy and Karas Tom hater. I can't say his last name, guys. It's a struggle. I was a Teddy and Tom hater, and then I kind of liked them this episode. But with Owen and Amelia on the rocks and Teddy choosing Tom on tonight's episode, I just feel like there's going to be a way for her to get dragged back into Owen. After bringing Tom on board, because he was already like, you know, blowing up on her, basically making Teddy make a decision, especially with the Lucille situation. And when she caught Owen into the stairway and she was like, it's me, talk to me. I feel like Owen being in a low place with Leo and then with Amelia, I don't think that they're going to last at all, Owen and Amelia.
Yeah.
And I think it might bring Teddy back to Owen.
I mean, it makes sense because it's like that like classic kind of storyline of like the bad boy finally settling with the girl and then the girl breaking his heart and then he's bad again. But I'm hoping you're wrong. I am.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the like, I don't think him and Amelia are going to make it because I don't like how he kind of throws stuff in her face as well.
Yeah.
Like he got upset about the whole thing. Like, why did you tell them you were an addict? Yeah. And just like, he blows up a little bit too much, I feel, at Amelia.
Agree.
So I don't know. It's like, but I'm still not here for him and Teddy anymore. And I used to be. I don't know. I think
I
it's just because I'm
together.
Tired of them.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
I don't want them together.
But you just feel like this.
I feel like just from tonight's episode, I don't know. It gave me those vibes.
Yeah. And I guess that would be my prediction is that Amelia and Owen aren't really going to make it. And I think that this next week's episode is really going to pull on their relationship even more. And like we said with Betty, Brittany, and Leo, that Amelia is more attached to Betty Brittany. I'm just stealing her by name from you. And so she's going to be feeling that struggle more because as we see, she comes in and has, you know, she's overdosed and things like that. And Owen's going to feel a way about that. And so I think that's going to, like I said, put a strain on their relationship even more.
So I think we lose Betty Brittany.
Oh.
I do.
I think so too.
I think we lose her. And I actually disagree with you guys. I think that Teddy and Amelia, Amelia and Owen will make it. And it's going to be hard, but I think they're going to fight through. But yeah, that's my prediction.
Okay. I think Owen's also going to keep Leo.
I do agree with that too. Yeah. I do agree with that. Like, I think with Betty Brittany dying, like, I don't know. I think there's going to be something.
I think she may end up telling her parents before she die, I want Leo to stay with Owen.
Or like wrote something. Maybe she wrote something.
Ooh, yeah. I hope so. Because I do. I want Owen to keep Leo.
Yeah, I do.
Like I said, the courts, sometimes they get fickle. Sometimes you can get a good judge that's like, well, this is where the child is comfortable. This is where the child has been. This is where I'm going to grant him to stay with Owen. But you never know. So I guess we just have to wait.
Wait and see.
Yes.
Well, until next week, guys, I am your host, Elmarie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elmarie TV.
And Elena checking out. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
And I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys in the comments.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.